You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Everyone that has followed Father Joe's story, thank you. And thank you for being invested for season 2. We are not giving up, and our aim is to be as vigilant as possible in uncovering the truth about his death. A death that, in our opinion, we believe to be a murder. This is episode 1 of season 2 of Deadly Diocese. And we thought one of the best ways to begin was the way we left off, with our brave investigator and podcast friend, Gina. We met Gina last year during season 1, when I received an email from her, and then an Instagram message, and then another email. And if you haven't believed in her veracity and passion for this project and victims of abuse from the Catholic Church, then what we're about to tell you makes it known that she's the truth, the real deal. A warrior for justice. But she ups the ante in what she does next. The mysterious death of Father Joe has consumed us. All of us, including our Buffalo crew we've put together to aid in his fight for justice. We were lucky enough to get tech-savvy Gina, whose personal story is intertwined with the reason Father Joe was killed. From the multiple classmates who have taken their own lives due to the abuse and cover-up by the members of the diocese, to her little brother's enduring pain from the abuse he suffered by her late uncle, Art Smith. In this season, we will hear from Art Smith on his deathbed, elusive confessions of sorts, information he could only have known if he was there or was at least told about it by someone that was there, or the inner circle of the diocese Good Old Boys Club. We will be releasing the security camera footage from that day on our Patreon in hopes that someone out there has a tip and recognizes something suspicious. We have pinpointed many suspicious comings and goings, but maybe one of you recognizes someone that we don't. And the reason it has to be on Patreon, obviously, is because podcasting isn't a visual medium. So we will also be posting a lot of other bonus content on there, such as crime scene photos, documents, and episodes will be coming out early and ad-free with bonus content, and we already have 4 out now. So if you'd like to jump ahead in the investigation, go to patreon.com/deadlypodcast. We look forward to linking up with you there as well. The opinions expressed or views expressed are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect or represent those of hosts, sponsors, or podcast affiliates. It should be noted that this podcast should not be used in any legal capacity whatsoever, and all views represent opinions, not necessarily facts or evidence. And Greg Hunter, co-host and producer for this podcast, is back as well. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Rachel. So many of these priests are manipulators. They get young kids to feel safe until they don't. They make themselves a figure of sainthood and idolization to the already vulnerable. They'll get an elderly person to loan them money in the name of God.
There are many wonderful priests out there, don't get me wrong. Absolutely precious priests. But it is an industry that attracts men wanting to take advantage and lurk in the shadows behind the cloth. And Gina, well, she had their number, specifically for her Uncle Art. And she has the Buffalo Diocese number. It's too close to home for her not to. Just like Sue carrying the torch for what her brother had to die for, so too is Gina. And so too are you all. Loyally listening, sending in tips, believing victims, and believing Sue Moreno. That her brother did not kill himself. He was murdered. And the cover-up of his death lived long beyond him being put in the ground. We were working with Gina long after season one ended in July of 2023. And I receive a message from her with a bombshell anecdote. One that I even label in the initial recording of our conversation, Gina, bombshell computer, like 4 exclamation points. And I think you will all feel the same because years after Father Joe's death, the laptop stolen from his office when raided by the diocese was tracked to a Catholic meetup in Poland, the same time that the bishop and others were attending. Did this laptop with evidence need to be reviewed in person? Did a higher up in Poland need to see it and shut it down? Was it so damning that it couldn't simply be destroyed? And why did it then end up near City Hall in downtown Buffalo? Who is covering this up? And why? Who is involved? Well, I think in season two, we are getting much closer to figuring it out. And we are not afraid to keep digging. People who do bad things, have done bad things, are part of a cover-up, are possibly part of a murderer, of a whistleblower, you are the ones that should be afraid. I then asked Gina how she discovered this. And it just goes to show you, well, powerful, sure. With more money than God, sure. The Catholic Church is an old institution, and the Buffalo Diocese is run by older men. Were they hoping their power would outweigh actual technology? Did they even care?
I really appreciate it. I think you were on our final episode of season one. I believe that, yeah. And
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and so ceremoniously, I think it's very important that you are the first episode of season two, because in the in-between, you have done a ton of fascinating work. So I'm going to introduce Gina Fontana Separeski, niece of Father Art Smith, best bulldozer of all time, I think, in terms of... I mean, I think that I'm pretty good at just like pointedly asking questions at people. But man, when I re-listen to your interviews with your uncle, I'm like, she just straight up says it.
Were you there the day that it happened? Yes or no?
No fear. And that's what Sue says about you. And I mean that as a compliment. A bulldozer as a compliment. You're fearless. You ask the questions. You care about getting justice for what has happened here and the victims of the diocese. So
I'll take that as a compliment. I'll make myself a little bulldozer logo.
Yeah, do it. Listen, I'm the same way. I've jumped a fence on a cult compound to ask questions. You're in good company.
It was a unique situation with my uncle, though, because I mean, I've known him since I was born, and there was a lot of animosity there already before all of this Father Joe stuff. Like, we were mortal enemies my whole life. And I think it's because he could see that I wasn't falling for the whole church thing. I wasn't falling for his costume that he was wearing, because it was a costume. It wasn't anything genuine. It was bunk. So when I ask him questions, it's just coming from a place of, you've been putting me through this your whole life. Just say it. Like, I'm so tired of hearing your crap.
Yeah, you're just over
Pretty
it.
much it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm over it.
I even when I recorded our first conversation, my subject for it was Gina computer bombshell exclamation point. Something else that we can reveal later, but I was shocked. So can you please go into how you discovered this with Father Joe's
Okay.
computer?
Yeah, so Sue and I were talking last night about how the Catholic Church was not prepared for technology because it's all catching up to them, and this was one example of that. So when Father Joe was murdered on October 13th, 2012, they took his laptop. His desktop was still there at his office, but they took his laptop. And so a private investigator had contacted Sue, or she contacted the investigator, and this investigator had wanted like $25,000, or just an extraordinary amount of money, and Sue just didn't have it. But she gave Sue like a little printout of what this woman could deliver for her, and she gave her just a little taste and said, "This, take a look at these IP reports for his laptop." So Sue showed me those, and because I own a computer store and I have techies and geeks working here, and we're all just the biggest nerds, you can imagine, we did reverse lookups on the IP addresses of the laptop. And
And then a chance happening occurs. Or just things aligning to help this investigation. You see, Gina owns a computer store. She's a tech person and has abilities far beyond what I could ever do. But also, one of Gina's employees helped break this case wide open.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
He was murdered in 2012, but the laptop turned back on or was activated or whatever, the IP address shows up a couple years later in New York City, like at the same place that it showed up with Father Joe a few years prior. So I'm assuming it's like the JFK airport or something, because Father Joe will go there quite a bit for the 9/11 memorials and things like that. So
now were you able to actually track it to the airport? I remember from our prior conversation, I think you had tracked it there.
The ping is like so close to the airport. It's not exactly like at the airport, but those IP address pings are like when an IP address works like this. If you have an internet connection, the number gets longer with all of the daisy chain devices on it, right? So your IP address for an iPhone includes part of it about your phone, part of it about the internet connection that you're on, part of it about the Wi-Fi connection you're on or whatever. And all of those numbers sort of combine, and part of that number or whatever that number is, there's like a server or some sort of location that was your internet was going through that. It was like the closest hub or whatever, like to your device. So his laptop showed up in 2009 on 9/11 at the same place it showed up in 2016 after he was dead in New York City. And then the next place that it was the following day after being in New York City, it was in Poland. In 2016, the same year as World Youth Day, was in Poland. And I know for a fact from eyewitnesses that Bishop Malone was in Poland in 2016. I have confirmation of that.
Remember, Father Joe was a chaplain at 9/11, a hero who was at ground zero within hours of it happening. It meant something to him, so he would often go for memorials. He would fly into JFK and would have brought his laptop. His laptop had prior pings there. But then, a few years after his death, his laptop pings again. First at JFK, or the vicinity, and then within a day later in Poland, the same week of the Catholic World Youth Day, which several members of the Buffalo Diocese attended.
A computer that was at the same place near an airport, you know, pretty much in 2009, then shows up in 2016 after he was dead, after it was taken from his rectory, it's not in the crime scene photos, and then shows up at the same airport or area. I mean, they could have taken the Titanic across the ocean. I think that would have taken longer than a day. But then shows up from New York in Poland a day later on the day that you confirm that Bishop Malone was there. I don't really see how else you would see it.
Yeah, I haven't confirmed the date that he was there, and the dates aren't perfectly spot on either on the IP reports, but I can put Malone in Poland in that time frame, you know, not exactly on that exact date.
You're talking about Malone, okay, but you can confirm though that the computer was near JFK, then in Poland the next day, 4 years after that, Father Joe's death.
After that, the next place that it shows up is City Hall in Buffalo.
The IP address pings are incredibly coincidental, if not very important. In episode 2, we'll try to break down exactly how IP pings work and what all of these new 2016 IP pings on Father Joe's computer really mean.
So when you look at these IP reports, they show the date last seen. So if
a computer had been on the same Wi-Fi network on and off for 5 years, it's not going to show every instance of that for 5 years. It just shows the last time. Mm-hmm. So the next thing after 9/11/2009, the computer shows back up on the internet in 2016.
4 years after he had already been dead.
That's right. 4 years after he was dead. So then I was thinking, wow. The first ping shows at JFK Airport again. And then the next ping is in Poland. So I don't know what order those go in, if it was Poland first, because now one of my theories was that I know that Malone was at World Youth Day in Poland in the summer of 2016. I know that Malone ran into my uncle at the airport on his way back. My uncle was parked in front of him in his Uber when Malone was getting picked up with Richard from the airport. So he was, you know, creeping because that's what he does. So about the 2016 thing, these IP reports say that the last time that the laptop pinged in Poland was 10/28/2016, but it doesn't show the first time. So I don't know when it got there, anytime between 9/11/2009 and 10/28/2016. I don't know.
But the important thing to note is that a dead man's computer, which is probably not the proper way to say that because rest in peace, Father Joe, but a dead man's computer that should have been in his place of residence when he died went missing, then pinged in at JFK or near JFK one day, then the next day in Poland. So one can only
Well, that's the same date, actually. So I just don't know which order it goes in. Was it pinged in JFK on the way there or on the way back?
Yeah, fair. Yeah, hard to know. But either way, I mean, yeah, it's probably a day flight or, you know, partial day flight. You know,
I don't think the laptop flew itself to Poland. Is that?
Yeah, yeah, I don't think so either. It's, you know, I'm pretty sure that didn't happen. It's not like the Brave Little Toaster; it didn't make its way over there.
Right.
So yeah, one can only assume someone who was still alive took it from New York to Poland, and eventually back to New York, because the next ping
the next ping, it showed up at City Hall in Buffalo.
That's in 2017.
On 5/7/2017, and there is St. Anthony's or something right across the street. So, you know, I don't know how accurate the locations are. I know they're not spot on, but when you put that IP address and it comes up as City Hall in Buffalo.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
It's so eerie. I remember the first time you told me this in between season one and season two, when we were both working on this still, you know, constantly, because it's an obsession. I can't let it go. I can't let it go. I know. Good. Yeah. And I just remember when you told me this, it being such a like mind blowing thing that you discovered, that I'm very grateful for and very, you know, proud of you for. And finding out, one thing we need to research is what happened that day at City Hall. Who was there? The other thing that I will say before we exit with Gina on this episode, because Gina is officially part of the investigative team, she's our tech gal and our extra passionate gal, because she cares about the victims. She was friends with people and related, you know, it's important to her. Don't cry, Rachel. Why do I always cry?
And we are looking into getting the CCTV footage from that day at City Hall. Who brought the computer there? Will we recognize them? But another big breakthrough was Gina unlocking the security footage from the church the day that Father Joe mysteriously died.
That could be important, but Gina was able to unlock the CCTV footage from St. Lawrence Church the day that Father Joe, it wasn't actually, Sue didn't even give it to us, because I think she was maybe had given up that it couldn't be unlocked. Gina was able to figure out how to do it, and we've finally been able to see every moment of that day that, Father Joe died mysteriously. He was murdered, allegedly. But you really, that was unbelievable that you unlocked that. I will tell you something as well. Greg says he can figure out how to zoom in, I think, on license plates and stuff. Like, he's got some sort of thing.
Ooh.
And I think that we can figure that out. But, yeah, amazing. We're all working as a team here. We're really trying, and that means like you guys that listen, and I notice, I want to thank the people that have signed up. I notice your names. Ben, I remember you. I notice you. Thank you. Janet, Sue talked very highly of you. Like, we really care about you guys, and we appreciate it, and hopefully we can get this solved.
This city is hurting. There's even a study right now that's been, they have a $100,000 grant at the University at Buffalo to study the cluster of suicides in South Buffalo. If you have ever been to South Buffalo, there's literally a Catholic church on every corner. Everybody in South Buffalo went to Catholic school, and everybody in South Buffalo is traumatized. It's really, really bad. And that's not to say that the rest of Buffalo isn't always also traumatized, because they are, but there's this concentration of Catholic organization and community and life that is really concentrated in South Buffalo and 14220. And that community is hurting. If friends that graduated from grammar schools there that are 10 years younger than me, they know 25 classmates that are dead. 25. I probably have two or three from my class, but I was like out in the sticks. But there's a real epidemic of suicide, self-harm, alcoholism, overdosing. And then you look at what happened to Father Joe, and it wasn't suicide. And you have to revisit every one of those suicides. or so-called suicides, because we can't trust our law enforcement, our courts, our district attorneys. We are lawless. We are in a constitutional crisis. We are in a lawless society right now where our government is not doing their job.
And that's the difficult thing about dealing with a theocracy. How is justice implemented? Who do you turn to if everybody is in the pockets of the church? And if you can't trust law enforcement, and you can't trust the church, and you can't trust your own government, who can you turn to but your friends and family and the actual people of your community?
Oh, I was just gonna
say, did a small sample of just my family. The people in my family that have alcoholism problems and drug addiction problems are victims. We're all struggling, I guess, honestly. Some people don't even realize it. Like, they know that there's something amiss, but they haven't even put their finger on the fact that it's the Diocese of Buffalo. They have been abusing our children for decades, maybe centuries.
I think people don't want it. It's easier to live not thinking about that. It's easier to just pretend it away. And what Father Joe, and again, I do think that Father Joe was murdered. Do I think that this drug heavily on him? Yes. Because other people don't, they won't take that brave step that Father Joe did, and they'll just pretend it away because it's more comfortable. It's just easier, more comfortable.
Some of it is pretending it away, but some of it is also the manipulation of the Catholic Church goes on from the minute you're born. I mean, they manipulate you into, don't be a tattletale, don't do this, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Don't tell anybody that, because it'll devastate your grandma. That was the big one.
Yes.
In our house. You didn't want anybody to talk about the bad things that were happening because it would devastate my grandmother, who was angelic. And so there was this weaponization of the protectors, right? Mm-hmm. If my grandmother ever found out that he did those things to her, like her son did this to her grandson, I don't know what she would do.
Every time we think that this case goes cold, we just get a new lead and a new mind-blowing piece of information. And that happens time and time again this season. Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate your support and your veracity for getting justice for Father Joe. And we love you and thank you. And justice for Father Joe. See you next week. Bye.
Thank you guys for listening. We will be releasing bi-weekly, so every other week you'll have a new episode. Unless you want episodes early and ad-free and bonus content, then you can go to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/deadlypodcast.
We'll be right back. There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.